We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back, Atlanta. The People Station V103. I'm your man, Rashad Ritchie, the realest man on radio. Maria Boynton is here. We're talking about the recent diagnosis, stage 4, pancreatic cancer. The recent diagnosis of Congressman John Lewis. His supporters love him.
Yes, they do.
Even those on the other side of the political aisle. I need to say this again because it gives us an indication of where our leadership is politically. Mm-hmm. Just a few weeks ago, Congressman Lewis decided to honor Republican Senator Johnny Isaacson.
Of course, who is, of course, leaving Congress because of health.
Because of health issues, right? Now, there's a lot of tribalism right now in D.C. Congressman Lewis broke that tribalism because that's the type of man he is. Not only did he give him a high honor.
Let's go to the V103.
Not only did he give a high honor to Senator Isaacson, he ended the honor with this quote. He said, "I will come over to meet you, brother." And he walked over the political aisle, hugged him and embraced him. Senator Isaacson has already released a statement saying he's praying for his friend, Congressman Lewis. Governor Kemp, another Republican, has said the very same thing. He and his family are praying for Congressman Lewis. You go on President Trump's Twitter feed right now. He's still talking about Pelosi. Okay? That's where we're at in our political leadership. This outrages me because Congressman Lewis is an architect of this entire country. And while we talk about him standing up for the rights of those who are oppressed, for the rights of black folk, the truth is he stood up for this nation. This nation is a better country because of what Congressman John Lewis continues to do.
Yes, of course, Rashad. And we can talk about former Attorney General Eric Holder. His words speak volumes. He says, "We love you, John Lewis. You are our North Star." And then some words for us to heed right at this very moment from Bernice King, the daughter of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. She, hashtag John Lewis is alive, she says.
That's right.
Let's not bury him in response to a diagnosis, no matter how dire. Think high. Love deeply. Be encouraged. Encourage him. Encourage him. Of course, this morning, Rashad, we have spoken with former Atlanta Mayor Bill Campbell. We've had State Democratic Party Chair Nakima Williams on, both talking about how Congressman John Lewis has impacted their lives. They're a member of, he's a member of their family, they told us this morning. Well, now, with us on the phone is none other than Reverend Raphael Warnock, who is the senior pastor at Ebenezer Baptist Church, the church of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Pastor Warnock, good morning to you.
Good morning, Maria and Rashad. Good morning to all of your listeners.
Good morning. Dr. Warnock, you have such insight, not only politically, but also in the arena of civil rights. I know you're close with Congressman Lewis. I just want you to give us not only an update, but an encouragement from your standpoint after hearing this news about the cancer diagnosis.
Well, you know, I can only echo what I'm sure you've been hearing all morning. John Lewis is our hero, and he is an architect of the new America. Mm-hmm. The country would not be as great as it is were it not for his courage and for his valor. And so our hearts are with him today, and we lift him up in prayer. I want to say that we ought not rush to eulogize Congressman Lewis. A diagnosis is not a death sentence, and he is a fighter. And so I spoke with him last night, and I have to tell you that I heard the same deep resolve in his voice that we've come accustomed to in John Lewis. He speaks with a great deal of courage. His head is up, And he says he's in for the fight. And so we are rooting for him, and we're praying for him even as he goes through this. After all, John Lewis has defeated cancer before. Racism is America's cancer and its pre-existing condition. And he confronted it with valor and courage on a bridge in Selma, chased it into a kind of remission that gave us the Voting Rights Act. If there's anybody who can face down any adversary, is John Lewis. So we pray for him, we lift him high, and we wait on God, who is his strength.
Everyone, you are listening to the voice of the Reverend Dr. Raphael Warnock, Senior Pastor at Ebenezer Baptist Church, talking with us today about Congressman John Lewis, the man full of action, full of activity. He has been a strong-willed civil rights fighter, and we talk about thinking high, loving deeply, being encouraged, and encouraging him. Dr. Warnock, you have your services at your church every Sunday and then some during the week. And I remember about 5 years ago being in the fight for voter rights. There is a picture that I have of you, Congressman John Lewis, Stacey Abrams, Sanford Bishop, all of you coming together to fight a battle that so many would think we wouldn't be fighting these days for voter rights. What conversations do you remember having with Congressman Lewis where you know he's a fighter and the fight continues?
Well, I'm always encouraged just to be in his presence. And he's such a humble soul for someone who's accomplished so very much. And, yes, he continues to fight the good fight. A few years ago, we were engaged in the battle of just registering new voters here in the state. We've registered about 400,000 new voters through the New Georgia Project, which I chair, since about 2014. And even then, we were witnessing an assault on those efforts. And John Lewis was right there digging in, fighting with us, one generation to the next, an intergenerational fight. And that's the thing I like about him, is that he's always created space for the next generation, for others to stand beside him, to learn from him, even as we have attempted to live up to the legacy that he and so many others have extended to us. So I think Congressman Lewis would tell us to stay focused, to continue to fight the fights that he's been fighting. I think this is a moment for us to think about the fact that there are many, many families who are dealing with the same thing that he's dealing with, and he would want them to have the same excellent health care.
That's right.
That he has as a member of Congress. Here in the state of Georgia, we have hundreds of thousands of people who are victimized by the fact that our state refused to accept the Medicaid expansion under the Affordable Care Act. And John Lewis would want the people of Georgia to have the same excellent health care that he's enjoyed. So that's the kind of thing that we have to continue to focus on. If you want to honor John Lewis, register to vote. If you want to honor John Lewis, make sure you show up to vote. If you want to honor John Lewis, make sure that everybody in your sphere of influence is registered and turns out to vote. Because every time we vote, health care is on the ballot. Dignity is on the ballot. Our ability to have life is on the ballot.
I want to read a quote, part of the statement of Congressman John Lewis. And it goes to what you just said, Dr. Warnock, about not rushing to eulogize Congressman Lewis, but celebrating his continued impact. He said, and I quote, "While I am clear-eyed about the prognosis, doctors have told me that recent medical advances have made this type of cancer treatable in many cases, that treatment options are no longer as debilitating as they once were, and that I have a fighting chance." You see, I said this when I first got here today. I still feel sorry for cancer.
Mm-hmm.
I feel bad for cancer because cancer has not found a match like Congressman John Lewis. And this man continues to remain focused. And as Senator Williams pointed out, he's apologizing for potentially missing
votes.
Future votes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a presidential candidate running right now who is an elected representative. And this presidential candidate has missed 85% of the vote recently. 85%. I have not heard that presidential candidate apologize for anything. Congressman Lewis, even in this state, is one of the most noble and humble individuals and still focused on everybody else. And every time I've been in his presence, and Dr. Warnock, Maria, you can attest to this, every time we're in his presence, we know there's something very special about this man.
Yes.
He is approachable, accessible.
Yes.
He has never met a stranger. He talks to you as if he has known you for 50 years already.
Did you see him dancing?
Oh, yes.
At Porter Sanford?
Yes.
That was the Oprah visit.
That's right.
For Stacey Abrams. 'Cause I'm happy. He danced, he laughed, he smiled. All I could do was focus my camera on the congressman. Yeah. It was a beautiful time. When we talk about encouraging him, and Pastor Warnock, you said, you know, honor him by going to vote. You know, honor him
That's
by
right.
doing that. I would say to encourage him now, you need to get on your social media and say, I vote. I'm going to vote. I'm going to get 10 people in my family to vote. We need to do this, people, because Congressman John Lewis has been fighting for us for many, many years. He was a student. His skull was cracked at the Edmund Pettus Bridge for what? To get us what we have now. I'm able to sit here on this microphone now because of the works that Congressman John Lewis and others have done. So many of you, you're in your cars right now. If you're listening, Congressman John Lewis is the man that tried to and successfully worked and fought for the rights that you so have today. So as we talk to Pastor Raphael Warnock with Ebenezer Baptist Church, what would you say we can do, so even much so, to encourage Congressman Lewis as he fights in this diagnosis, sir?
Well, just continue to send your prayers up. And listen, he's a sitting congressman. You can send him notes, I'm sure, and send him well wishes. I spoke with him last night. As I said, his resolve is deep. He said, Pastor, I'm going to fight it. And I could hear the fight in his voice. We prayed together. He is clear-eyed about the diagnosis. It's a serious diagnosis, and so we don't mean to diminish or trivialize that in any way. But if there's anybody who can beat this, if there's anybody who can keep the faith even in the midst of the fight, that's John Lewis. I want us to be sensitive, you know, to people's various stories, because cancer affects a lot of people. It impacts every family in some way or another. And whatever the outcome of that other families who are listening may have experienced, I want people to understand that there's grace even in the midst of all of that, that ultimately our lives, with a diagnosis, without a diagnosis, every day of our life, our lives are in the hands of the one who created us. And so we stand with a kind of solemn regard for life and for the giver of life, and we wait on God. But we know that God is a healer, that John Lewis is a fighter, and that we have work to do.
And I think that now what is so fitting right now, and you're listening to Maria Boynton and Rashad Ritchie along with Reverend Dr. Raphael Warnock, we talk about encouraging him. And so many of us at times need encouragement. And Pastor Warnock, you said that you prayed with Congressman Lewis last night. I feel that we all need some prayer right now. If you wouldn't mind, sir, could you lead us in one?
Sure, I'd be deeply honored. Gracious God, we look to you, the author and the finisher of our faith, the one who is our creator and our liberator. And in this moment, we hold high the name of our brother John Lewis. We thank you for his courage. We thank you for his valor. We thank you for the depth of his commitment to human dignity for so many, for so long. He's done so much for others, and now he stands in need of prayer. Open wide the crystal fountain and allow your healing waters to flow. Bless not only him, but families everywhere who are dealing with cancer. Strengthen our resolve to invest in health and healing rather than investing all of our monies in the instruments of death,
yes, Lord,
and incarceration. Help us through our public policy to commit ourselves to abundant life. We thank you for his family, and we thank you for his witness. And through it all, we bless the God who loves us into freedom and frees us into loving. Amen.
Thank you, Dr. Warnock.
Thank you, Dr. Warnock. We'd like to thank Dr. Raphael Warnock, pastor of Ebenezer Baptist Church, for that prayer and for the time, along with State Senator Nakima Williams and former Atlanta Mayor Bill Campbell. I'm Maria Boynton Rashad. Any parting words?
Just keep him lifted. Keep him lifted, but also keep every family who has dealt with this. We have all been touched by cancer
one way or another.
I want to make sure as we focus on Congressman John Lewis, that we also remember the families across this country. We remember that health care is a real life and death policy. And Congressman Lewis continues to fight to make sure everyone in this country can have the same level of health care as he has and his colleagues in the U.S. Congress.
So call his office. Get on social media. We do it every day anyway. Encourage Congressman John Lewis. As he says, it's a fight he's never been in before, but one he is not against fighting. Everyone, you've been listening to Maria Boynton, Rashad Ritchie, talking about Congressman John Lewis. We're with you, man. You're listening to The People's Station, V103.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.